The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello and welcome. And we're here to do something relatively simple. To sit quietly, being attentive to our present moment experience. To make it a little bit more complicated, we do it through our direct capacities for attention, capacities for direct awareness. Through the senses of our body, through our body, aware of the present moment through our body, aware of the present moment through our capacity to kind of mentally observe or perceive what's happening in the present moment. The simple mental perceiving that's prior to stories, prior to interpretations, prior to commentary, judgments, staying close to this place of direct experience, immediate experience, being simple enough to be there. And the part of the fruit of practice is to begin appreciating this simplicity of being, simplicity of attention, settling into it, enough that we realize that some of the alternative ways of being are less beneficial, are less satisfying, that to get swept up in stories, swept up in analysis, commentary, judgments, swept up into the future and the past becomes less satisfying than the simplicity of being here. So it's not a matter of convincing anyone that it's valuable to be here in a very simple, direct way, but rather for each of us to discover that for ourselves by having enough connection to this present moment that we notice, we see, we recognize that the alternatives are not as satisfying. Maybe not even not as beneficial. Not as peaceful, happy. Or not as insightful, not giving us clear perception of what's happening. So you might consider this today, that we're sitting here to have a very simple presence, to rest in a simple attention, just enough. Doesn't have to be dramatic, just enough to recognize that when we lose it, it's less satisfying. It's alienating. We lose touch with ourselves. We get into fantasy. We get into ideas of what is right and wrong and what should be happening. And we give rein to our anxieties, our fears, our desires in a way that is not, it might be pleasant, some of the things we think about and do, but pleasure is not the same as a deep abiding satisfaction, as if we're really at home in this universe, in this, at home in ourselves, at ease. To be reassured with just being present here, the Buddhist word for reassurance is the same as to breathe easily. To be able to breathe easily here and now. So to assume a meditation posture that will support you in this simple presence, simple attention to hear. And to relax your gaze. If you're looking at the screen, then perhaps drop your eyes to downwards so you maybe you're not gazing at it. And soften your gaze. And then maybe even close your eyes. And everything we need to discover the Dharma for ourselves is here in your body, your heart, your mind, not to be figured out, but to be revealed as your attention gets simpler and simpler, just here. So to enter this world where the Dharma is found, you can take a few long, slow, deep breaths, as if you're choosing to embody your body. As if you're planting yourself here in the soil of your physical experience. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And as you exhale, to relax your face, softening around the eyes, the jaw. It might be helpful to let your lips fall slightly open. And as you exhale, to soften, relax the shoulders. Release the shoulders to the gentle pull of gravity. As you exhale, softening in the heart. Many times our desires and fears take us out of our heart. And to relax and soften back into the heart. And to soften the belly. To spend a lot of time with the belly tight and contracted is often a symptom of not being present. But being concerned about other things. And then breathing normally, with the exhale, appreciate the exhale, the release, the relaxing. the movements tingling as you exhale. Maybe as the end of the exhale, you can release or relax so that you exhale a little bit longer without effort, just relaxing. And as you inhale, appreciating the inhale, and if it seems appropriate for you to center yourself in the body's experience of breathing. A simplicity of attention with the breathing, not ambitious, not trying to do a lot or attain anything as you sit here, except appreciating the simplicity of attention here to the breathing, to your body, to the present moment, and if anything takes you away from that, maybe there's a way of seeing it, that you understand that it's less satisfying than settling into a simplicity of being, where you have a chance to breathe easily, be at ease in a deeper way, just here in the simplicity of the present moment. As we come to the end of this sitting, if you have some appreciation for some simple way of being present here and now for your experience, for yourself, and how that might be better than the alternatives that your mind might, where your mind might take you, chances are that that alternative that is not as satisfying for you might not be so satisfying for others as well. That maybe there's something about being at ease, assured, confident, settled in the simplicity of our being that is a gift for the other, for others. Maybe it's a, a way of helping others to be at ease around us. Maybe it's a way for us to be more attentive to others in a simple, direct way. Maybe it's easier for us to access our care, our love, our kindness, goodwill. Maybe it's easier for us to experience the suffering of the world without being swept up in some of the alternative ways of thinking and feeling. They're not so useful for us or for the world. And so as we come to the end of this sitting, perhaps there's something about how you are having sat for these minutes. That can be your gift. So you live this day or the next day a little bit more inclined to contribute to the welfare and happiness of others. And may it be that growing out of our simplicity of being, that we live so that all beings may be happy, all beings may be safe, all beings may be peaceful, and so that all beings may be free.